Now, what kind of cheese do you make from it? From this, we were talking about the quaddle milk, I believe is what you said, the thick, sour milk. What kind of cheese do you make from it?
I think you make cottage cheese from it.
All right. What is the milk, the first thing after milking?
Well, the first thing after you milk, you know, you take the milk in and then you strain it to make sure that it is clean.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Oh, an apple pie, which you call an old cobbler.
I see. Yeah, I'm sure you make delicious ones. Because you cook well. All right. Somebody has a good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Was it ever called by any other name that you can think of when we talk about food a long time ago?
You know, there's so many different words in English have changed.
That's true.
And they would say sometimes, he sure is a big eater.
But he sure is what?
He sure is doggish, or he sure is a big eater.
Oh, I see. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding? If you make a pudding and you have a sweet, soft liquid that goes over it, what do you call it?
Oh, a filling like.
Filling, anything else? Okay. Sometimes we make them, you know, and put them over vegetables, you know.
That's right.
What, any particular word that we call it? Have you ever put it over what? Asparagus or?
Oh, yes.
Or broccoli or something?
Yes, I have. That's called sauce, cream sauce.
Yes. Now, food taken between regular meals, you call it?
Food taken between
that? If you eat breakfast, and then before you eat dinner, you get a little hungry, maybe you're out. What do you call that food?
Just a little snack.
That's quite true. All right, now, for breakfast, you say, what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
8 breakfast at 7.
All right, okay. Now, suppose you do it every day around that time. You say, every day I breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I eat breakfast by 7.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, at that time, I had already what?
Ate my breakfast.
All right. Last week, I breakfast every day.
I eat breakfast every day.
Okay. Now, what do people drink for breakfast?
Well, some drink coffee, and some drink orange juice, and some drink grapefruit juice.
I see. Speaking of louder, please, how do you make coffee? How do you make coffee?
Well, I used to make it in a percolator, you know, and have it to brew, but I don't now. Mm-hmm. I just heat my old whistling kettle and let everybody fix his own coffee.
In other words, you let the water
do the work.
Uh-huh.
So the shortest way now.
So in order to use a coffee, they simply need instant coffee and what kind of water?
Hot water.
Hot water. That has been what?